your company?
Hi, my name is Boris Mann, recently of Boot Up Labs, Canada's first startup accelerator. And I've recently accepted a position with IQ Metrics, where I'll be starting September 1st.
Okay, and tell me maybe a little bit about both companies.
Okay, so Boot Up was something that Danny Robinson and I co-founded. We found a couple of different issues. So the first one was that I had just come out of a startup that I had run for 4 years. And the growth was really stymied by the lack of mentorship and funding available locally. I started at the same time as a lot of other sort of hot companies like Matt Mullenweg at WordPress.com, and found that you know, without that mentorship and funding, we didn't go as far as we could have. So that was one of the things that I felt passionate about fixing. And Danny was looking at the same thing, in that he wanted to stay in Vancouver. Rather than heading back down to Silicon Valley, where he'd seen a lot of success already. And so we both felt that we could help the local startup ecosystem, then we could accomplish the goals and sort of live in an ecosystem that kind of grew and could meet our needs of wanting to work with cool internet stuff but not having to leave Vancouver. So we ran it for 2 years, and we've like any startup, it's kind of funny, it being a fund and a startup itself, worked with a number of different companies, saw the first start-to-finish success just recently with Layerboom. So from start to finish, it was 14 months and got acquired by Joyent, which is great. To me, it really proved the model works. Let's do more of the same. At the same time, the part that we didn't figure out was a salary for either Danny or myself. And I kind of hit the wall on that point, and it was time for me to look for something else. And I looked all over the place. I looked at positions in the U.S., positions in Europe, and ultimately what happened was approached by IQ Metrics, who I'd never heard of before. They had just hired a colleague that I knew called Karem Karatel, who was their first CTO, who's had some success. He sold one of his startups to Microsoft. And once they started telling me about the company, I was really intrigued. They're originally headquartered in Regina. And the entire executive team has picked up stakes and moved here to Vancouver, and they're in the old EA offices in the PricewaterhouseCooper building, and have set up stakes here because they're kicking into growth mode and know that they needed to go where they could hire some more people, and so came to Vancouver. And they sell software for wireless retailers, so the folks that sell us cell phones. So they run the enterprise resource planning, point of sale, and CRM systems. And are focused on, you know, making that cell phone buying experience better and potentially, you know, selling you more stuff. And we're seeing the first non-phone devices go into those stores. The iPad, which is still sold out at the local Apple store. There'll be an Android tablet later this year, and HP and others, Windows, Microsoft will be having other tablets. So it's an area that's brand new, lots of growth, and a company here in Vancouver is a market leader in the entire space, so I'm stoked to be joining them.
So, how would you say your past experience with Boot Up Labs or other companies has prepared you for the work that you're going to be doing now?
So I think you know, one of the things that I've sort of put a stake in over a long time is this very fuzzy term of evangelism, which kind of says that I get passionate about stuff and I have a really loud voice, so I shout about it a lot. And that sort of, you know, was stoked first in the fires of open source around the Drupal content management system, which I built my first startup around. And the other piece was when I came back to Vancouver in 2004, I was really passionate about growing the local community, and you know, did a lot of that with bar camps and demo camps and other things like that, and kind of made that my day job at Boot Up. In the same way, I'm going to be doing promoting the IQ Metrics platform. We're going to be building out platforms and APIs and need other people to plug into it and get excited about it. So I'm going to be doing that. We need to hire more people, so I hope that some of that enthusiasm will spill over and having top talent want to come and work with us. You know, going all the way back to Nortel, where I worked first in Ottawa, having this sort of cross line of business understanding, where I can talk tech and I can talk business and kind of bridge those two worlds.
And well, this conference, the Growth Conference, it's connecting Silicon Valley and Canada and the C100 and that sort of thing. So, do you Is that something that your company is looking at some point, that they'll be looking to get venture capital investment? And
so IQmetrics is very interesting. It's completely privately held, and it's about 10 years old now. So we don't need money right now, which is, of course, the perfect time to raise money. So I think it's something that we might be looking at. It's a lot of choices on the table, and I don't actually start until September 1st. I think the huge thing is Canada's technology community, startup or not, needs to connect on a more regular basis. What I notice here is, I'm really pleased what Debbie Landa was able to pull off. She got lots of folks to get on a plane and fly out from Montreal and Toronto, and they came. They went, wow, look at this conference that's coming up. We have to be there. So I want to see that to keep happening. I think that's something John Stokes from Montreal Startup kind of said to me. I said, what's your takeaway from this conference? And he thought for a bit, and he said, you know what? I walked into your office at Boot Up that I'd never been in before, and I said, hey, Boris, long time no see. And it was like we were old friends, or like we were family, and we connected up again. And then I walked around the corner, and I saw Jonas from Rogers Ventures and Jevin McDonald from Innova and Startup North, and I went, hey Jonas, hey Jevin, and we connected where we had left off. So even though we're a 5.5 hour plane ride away, it turns out that this conference actually brought us together, and I think that's the strength of the C100 and the wider network that we are connecting. At the end of the day, people do want to end up back in Canada. Leonard Brody told us, we're trapped here in some ways, and lots of people who break out, really they do want to come back, and let's make that easier. And I think this is the first step. And that's why I hope this conference actually happens in Montreal next year, because I'm getting on a plane, and this is one of my must-attend conferences now.
So are you going to be continuing, maybe you're not continuing with Boot Up Labs, but are you going to be continuing this sort of same passion in another way when you continue on with IQmetrics?
So I'm still a founder and own a substantial stake in Boot Up Labs. So
that's going to continue.
I have every incentive to continue working with the people there.
Okay.
So that will certainly continue. I think that IQmetrics is going to be growing into a very interesting company, and will need some of the same things of reaching out and connecting to people, potentially acquiring startups. That's some of the path that we might travel, which needs a lot of the same things, right? Connecting people, looking for opportunities to...